Has it ever happened to you that after that first reading or second reading at Mass, and, you know, we're supposed to answer, thanks be to God, when you kind of are reluctant to say thanks be to God? It's kind of how I felt this morning after Bob finished that first reading. I wasn't sure I wanted to say thanks be to God. You know, it's a reading that really doesn't have much hope in it. You know, it's just talking about everything is vain. Everything is without purpose. Well, you might ask, well, why is it in the Bible? Or even more, why does the church put it in the readings for Sunday? But you have to see that reading in its context of the whole. What's really happening there is the one who wrote that is really trying to explore what is the meaning of life? What is the purpose of life? For why do we exist? Are we born just to die? Or does life have a deeper meaning? And he was searching to try to find that meaning. What is life all about? Jesus speaks to that in some way in the gospel today. He tells us that life is not about possessions. But what really stood out for me in that reading is that last line. Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. You know, we all strive to grow rich in some way. Maybe not necessarily materially rich. Probably many have said, that'll never happen to me. But in other ways, we strive to grow rich. You know, maybe it's in being admired or being praised. Or maybe we want to focus on just pleasure in our life. You know, for all of us, I think there's some temptation to some kind of richness, some kind of self-sufficiency, some kind of independence. We want to give meaning to our own lives. And yet all of those things that we can do, they all come to an end. It's not that it's bad to have possessions, or it's not that it's bad to be esteemed. It's not bad to have pleasure in our lives. But the danger of all of those things is they can become almost the focus of our existence. And when they become the focus of our existence, then our lives lose their meaning. Because, again, they're things that are going to go away. They're things that can give us no lasting happiness, no lasting purpose. And so, Jesus is advising us to strive to grow rich in the very things that matter to God. Of course, that puts the question before us, how do we do that? How do we grow rich in the things that matter to God? Well, our relationship to God is somewhat like a relationship to anyone else. It takes time. It takes energy. You know, our faith isn't just a matter of obeying some laws and rules and not committing certain wrong things. That's a part of it. But all of that is even meaningless if we do not have some kind of personal relationship with this God of ours. And that's what it's all about. Can we come to know this God? Can we come to know the love that He has revealed for us through Jesus, His Son? Can we live in that love? How do we do that? Well, essential to this is prayer. If we're going to grow in a relationship with God, We have to be people who pray. I know we probably all struggle to find time for prayer. And yet if we have no time for what is the most important thing in our life, the only thing that will last forever, we're not making good choices. Because that which will last forever needs to be the focus of our attention. Why put off our time and energy in things that we can't keep? But if we can focus our attention on that which is most important, that which we can never lose. Now, there may be others who say, well, I've tried prayer, it doesn't help. I can't get anything out of it, so I don't do it anymore. Well, I'd like to ask the question then, what do you bring to prayer? I suspect sometimes, and probably all of us have done this at times, what we try to bring to prayer is our best self. You know, that part of our life we think might be pleasing to God. And what we do in that then is kind of hide the other parts of our life. You know, God, I don't want to deal with this stuff. You know, I just want to show you the pretty parts of me. And yet when we do that, we're not really bringing ourselves to God. You know, if you only reveal the best parts of you to your friend, to your spouse, that person doesn't know you. We have to reveal our whole self when we're in relationship. And that includes our relationship with God. When we come to pray, can we bring to God, yes, our joys, but can we bring also our sorrows? Can we bring to God those parts of our life that we're really ashamed of? Those parts that we just assume nobody knew anything about? Can we bring our pain, our failure? Can we bring the things that also make us feel good? Can we bring our dreams? Can we bring all of this to God? And say, Lord, here it is. I know you love me. I know you love me without condition. And see, he loves us even with all that stuff that we don't like so much. All that stuff that we somehow would like to hide. But he knows it. And he loves us. And we need to enter into relationship with God, not just on the good things, but on everything that is part of us. If we do that, our prayer is going to have more meaning. And more we will feel that we are truly loved by this God of ours. With all our warts and all our pimples, we're loved by this God of ours. And that's one of the great things we want to achieve in our prayer, is to know that we are loved by God. To know that we are cherished by God. To know that God has loved us so much that he has sent his son to become one of us and die for us. Prayer allows us to bask in the love of God. And if we can bask in the love of God, we're going to know the meaning of our lives. Because we're beginning to bask in God's love here on earth, we will do that forever in heaven. And don't we all want to be loved? And don't many people, and all of us at times, seek for love in all the wrong ways? But if we can seek it from God, we have a love that never ends. A love that will never disappoint. A love that will fulfill us and satisfy us and bring us to eternal life.